what's coming up on today's experience. Dr. Dave's devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but a merry heart does make like medicine. And Dr. Spoonful of Sugar is here to help the medicine go down. Oh, that's a good one right there. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Remember, news with an agenda is propaganda. That's the way it goes. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. To the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. Good night. Oh, I'm just kidding. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. You know, this thingy. Oh, this is a good one. You've not heard this one before. Are you like Peter, Paul, or Mary? Are you like, some people are going, you mean from 1961? Are you like Peter, Paul, or Mary? Character-wise, not character, but person-wise, in the Bible. Just got to think about that. If you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. You just got to give us a call. 972-445-0770. That number is 972-445-0770. Now, when you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid Dynamite!
Talking to Dynamite D is like a peaceful day and evening. Wait. With no worldly noise.
Oh, wow, Dave, that's a blessing.
That's a good one right there, huh? I told you they were the same, but then kind of different, so that's
a little different.
You know, I'm just kind of throwing it out there. Also, by the way, if you don't want to call us, you're welcome to text us. You can do that live during the show. You can text 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Semi-professional voice, kind of. Here we go.
214-210-8483.
A little bit of rattle there on the first number there, but that's okay. Additionally, you can send us an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That's David, not King David, just David, at hemustincrease.org. Based on John 3:30, we encourage you to do that. You can do that live during the show. I do my best to respond. As many people know, like Eddie know, I do the best. It goes a little slow, but you do the best you can. But you can text and you can call. We're going to send you up to the website. A couple things to tell you on the website. So there are the sermons that I preached in the last 3-4 months around the website. Plus, there is audio. Plus, there are encouraging different articles on there. And as well, there are free apps. There's free stuff on there. In fact, if you go on the website, you might just find out that you won $1 million. Not from us. You just might find that somehow, some way. Not from us by any means. But if you're there and you do win $1 million, or if you have $1 million and you want to donate, that's fantastic. Just do that. We encourage you. There's a little red box up there that says donate. We are 100% tax deductible. Work with your tax accountant or whatever it is if you got to figure that out. But here's our scripture for the day. Give generously to the needy and do not let your heart be grieved when you do so. And because of this, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in everything to which you put your hand. We encourage that. If you can't do it here, do it elsewhere, but do it somewhere. Be a giver and a generous one and a cheerful one at that. Check it all out on HeMustIncrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
I mean, that's like the best one.
It works great for a Friday, Dave.
That's so good. I love that right there. That is so good. All right, Cole, a couple things we got to do. So I did ask you if you were like Peter, Paul, or Mary, for those that didn't catch that. So those are three character people in the New Testament. Also a rock band from 1961. They were the one that did not just Puff the Magic Dragon, but
If I Had a Hammer, I'd Hammer in the Morning.
Did they sing it in that type of voice?
No, they actually had professional voices. But they have reverb, and that's something that this studio doesn't really have. All right, so anyway, so we'll just move on from there. A couple things I want to mention. So Dynamite D, he's not going to say it. He won't say it. I know he won't say it, but he needs prayer. And I want everybody who's listening to commit to praying for him, at least for 60 seconds. And if you can't do 60 seconds, there's something wrong. So you can pray for him for a minute sometime over this today and tomorrow. He's got extra work he's got to do on the weekends. Football's coming up. He's got to do extra work there. He's got a lot like kind of on his plate, and he's going through his own challenges. So we want you to just pray that the Lord would bless him and refresh him. Right? That's what we want. Lord, I ask you in the name of Jesus to refresh my brother. He is a great, great compliment to the show. He's a great blessing. Got just an excellent spirit. And we just ask you to fill his heart and mind with encouragement, with comfort, with confidence, and that he would be at peace, not worrying about trying to figure everything out, but just walking it one day at a time before you, trusting you for that which is ahead. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. I bet that was pretty close to spot on, huh?
It was, Dave.
Okay, thank you. See, some people come in and it's like, uh-oh, ding, 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 let's do it. And so here's something that I've been, and I'm not saying that to brag, it's just we're close enough now where you can tell as a friend, it's like, oh, something's bugging him, something's bugging him. That's why I said that, so don't get all weird on me. Also, don't forget to be praying for Jim and Cassandra. They're part of our, people that we're praying for. People that are at KBRT and 12, KBRIGHT and 1240 San Diego, you are welcome to reach out to us and get prayer with us. You are also welcome to do that if you're in Dallas, KAAM 770. If you got something that's going on, or if you called and the phone call dropped, you can always try it again. You can just do the best you can. There's nothing better that you can do than the best you can. We love this saying. I know people get all upset about it, but just relax. It's this saying. It said, do your best, pray that it's blessed, and then let Jesus take care of the rest. Okay? Just kind of operate there. That's a good place to go. Now we're going to go into the text, and I am excited. First of all, in 4 weeks, we are going to be done with the book of Hebrews. So y'all, that's the Texas thing right there. Y'all need to be praying for me so we can know what book next to go into on Friday mornings. But before we get there, let's get into Hebrews, just a phenomenal portion of scripture. We are in Hebrews chapter 13, and we are at verse 7. So we're at Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 7. Got that? Verse 7, Hebrews 13. Again, be in prayer so we can know where we're going to go from here. All right, here's what it starts off with. Remember your leaders who have spoken God's word to you as you carefully observe the outcome of their lives. Imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So let's just stop there. You know you can go for a bazillion years on any of these, but let's deal with what we're dealing with. Remember your leaders who have spoken to you God's word as you carefully observe the outcome of their lives, imitate their faith. Okay, listen. We're supposed to remember our leaders. They must be using the word of God. This is spiritual leaders. Consider carefully the outcome of their lives and then imitate their faith. There are four elements involved in this passage. The first is good leaders and leadership should be remembered. When somebody is leading or guiding and directing you, that should be remembered. There are phenomenal pastors out there. There are phenomenal leaders all across the board. Now, I wrote a book that says Broken for His Glory. That's for people that have gone through church and you got completely burned and the pastor was completely abusive or total controlling and all that stuff. Got it. You can get that book. It's free, I think, on Kindle. If you can't get it that way, you let me know. I will send you as many copies as you need, because even if you've been hurt, God was not unaware that it was going to happen, but he doesn't want you to sit on the sideline and pout about it. And by saying that, I'm not trying not to have an empathy with you, because I've been through it and I know what it's like, and it's horrible. But you can't sit on the sideline and just cry the whole kingdom time. There is a time to get up and get moving. When the children of Israel were at the sea, and God split, you know, it was right there. And Moses said, "Watch and see." And then he said, "Watch what the Lord does." And the Lord says, "Get going, move, get going, and I'll split the water." That's one of the things you got to get forward in, is moving forward with the Lord, straight forward in Him. So the first thing is, good leaders they're great. They should be remembered. They should be appreciated. If you've never told your spiritual leader or somebody who's discipling you or somebody who's teaching you that you really appreciate them, you don't have to buy them dinner. You can just say, "Hey, I really appreciate what you're doing." It's very powerful. It's a very great way to encourage them and let them know. But it does say this: they must be using the Word of God. Remember your leaders who have spoken God's word to you. It's not all leaders. It's the ones that are using the word of God. Not abusing the word of God, using the word of God. Not manipulating the word of God and trying to get people to do things. People that are offering the word of God, encouraging people in the word of God, instructing people in the word of God, so that people can draw closer to God, to one another, and advance the kingdom and reflect Jesus Christ. The third point, which is also as large as any other point, remember your leaders who have spoken to you, God's word to you, as you carefully observe the outcome of their lives. Okay? I'm going to tell you a story. I'm not even going to tell you the names. I'm just going to say it to you. So when I was doing ministry in another state,
Arizona,
and while I was there, this particular person who was a pastor of a church was caught embezzling. And so they asked me to go see him, you know, see how he was doing and so on and so forth. So I went into the jail area, right, did the visitor's thing. And the first thing the guy said to me was, and he's in jail in a jumpsuit, right? And you know what the first thing he said to me is? "Don't judge me, man." Like, well, I didn't. Apparently somebody else did, and here you are. It's like, what I'm trying to say is, carefully observe. You can watch a person's life. Look, it's not that their life's going to be perfect. I think there's a lot of pastors out there, and they have this notion that they have to be perfect. That's why I'm really glad I'm not a pastor anymore, because I like being a big brother. Because, look, I'm not perfect, and I don't do everything perfect. I'm pretty devotional. I love that stuff. But I ain't perfect. And what you can get from me, if the Lord can give you some of that and you can use it and draw closer to the Lord, I'm all for it. But that's it. That's where it stops. Okay? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, be aware. Observe how their lives are, what takes place, what happens, and be connected to them. And then it says this: after you've observed it, and if it's good, okay, imitate their faith. Okay, if it's good. If it's not good, guess what? Don't imitate them. So the final element is that their lives reflect Jesus. Then you imitate. If they're not reflecting Jesus, then you don't imitate. You know who determines that? You do, using the word of God. Not them. They don't do it for you. That's where the control thing has lost its mind. Okay? All right. Now, I'm only going to cover this briefly, and then we're going to go into the trivia question. But you've got to – this next verse is just – legendary. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we have used this. How many times have different people used this in different ways? This passage has been used. It's been inserted in all these different things. It's like, fine. You know, it's all right. At least the word's getting out there. That's good. But I want to make this particular point, okay? Listen to this. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Remember when you first met Jesus? Remember when you first met Jesus? Listen, guess what? He's the same Jesus. It's you that is not the same. He has the same love, the same grace, the same mercy, the same forgiveness, the same kindness, the same patience, the same commitment, and the same compassion. It's you that's changed. And leaders will never be, by the way, as consistent as Jesus, who is always consistent. So when it talks about Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever, Jesus never varies. There's no variation there. He's just like solid rock. Leaders, human beings, they go up and down, up and down, up and down. In fact, most Christians should have a middle name, Duncan, so they can be like a yo-yo. Right? But Jesus, I'm going to say it again, then we'll get our caller. Jesus, he has the same love for you, the same grace, the same mercy, the same forgiveness, the same kindness, the same patience, the same commitment, and the same compassion. It's you that's changed. Wow. Like, wow. Okay, I better remember that. All right, let's send the caller through. We got somebody on the phone. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
You're talking to robo-producer in San Diego. How's it going, Dave?
How's it going, Noah? How are you, bro?
You know, the sun is shining in San Diego. It's a Friday. The Lord is good. I can't complain.
That's the way to do it, brother. I mean, you're living in one of the nicest cities look-wise, not politics-wise, but look-wise that you could ever imagine. And so what a privilege to have you call on the show. Great to hear your voice. Love it, love it, love it.
I mainly just called to say it is good to have you back, even though I'm not behind the controls in San Diego. It's a true blessing for Southern California, man. I could not be happier.
Well, that's super kind of you to say. And likewise, we've been praying for you and some of the things that the Lord's got cooking for you in the future. We asked the audience to pray for you. And I know, I can't tell me who told me, but a little bird named Noah told me, hey, things are moving forward. And so I'm very, very happy for you, brother.
That's a handsome bird.
Excellent. Excellent. That's the way to step into the show, dude. Excellent job.
By the way, your teaching this morning that you just got off of before you took my call is spot on. Like, people need to remember that every day.
Yep. Yep. Right on. Exactly right on. Excellent. Excellent call. Make sure you tell your wife I said hello. Okay. Oh, that's great. All right, great call by Noah. What a blessing. Okay. All right, trivia question. Isn't that great?
That is great, Dave. When he said it was him, I said, Dave's talked about you before.
Yeah, yeah. He's a great guy. All right. I mean, just a wonderful, wonderful guy. Great friend. All right, ready? Here you go. Here's your first question. Jesus was buried in a place that belonged to who? Is it Joseph of Arimathea, Peter, or Barney Rubble? What? Barney? Barney? Okay. Jesus was buried. Hey.
Not too difficult of a question.
Okay. Jesus was buried in a... I never said these would be brilliant. Jesus was buried in a place that belonged to who? In other words, who owned it? Who owned it? Is it Joseph of Arimathea? Is it Peter? Or Barney Rubble? You may as well enjoy those options. Those are all you're getting right there. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 as well. You can send an email, David, at hemusincrease.org. Props to Noah. That was a great call. Great job right there. Okay, we still got teaching. So we're still teaching. I'm just firing away. There is no more. It appears there's going to never be a break again in
no
the first 30 minutes.
No more in the first 30.
Those are gone. Okay, here you go. Let's go to the very next thing. So after we finish with Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, verse 9. Don't be led astray by various kinds of strange teachings. For it is good for the heart to be established by grace and not by food regulations, since those who observe them have not benefited. So let's just talk about this, and I'm just going to make this. People are going to get a little upset, but you know what? You'll get over it. Don't be led astray by various teachings. Various teachings are not all spiritual teachings. Let me just say that. There are scientific teachings, and those seem to change with news reports and politics of the day. There is almost no apolitical science left. Apolitical means nothing attached to politics and science. It almost doesn't even exist anymore. A girl is not a girl, and a guy is not a guy. That's what some scientists say. That's not science. That's a lie. Do you understand that difference? It's a lie, period. There's nothing else to it. You're not getting it. People aren't getting away with it. Nope, nope, nope. It's a lie. God knows how to create. He's done a phenomenal job from day one. It's all of us that are messed up. So political teachings are also so strange and twisted. It's like every science, by the way, that defies or denies God, that's a false teaching. And this portion also includes demonic false teachings, twistings of the truth, and so on and so on. It includes all of that. And here's what the scripture says. Ready? It says simply this. Don't be led astray by various kinds of strange teachings. Well, how do I know what's a strange teaching or not? The Bible, that's the book for me. I stand by faith on the word of God. It's the Bible. Why? Because God created the universe and the dude can write a book. I mean, come on. Universe! But I can't get published. It's like... sure. So you use that Genesis 1-1 to Revelation 22-21 and everything in between. That's your plumb line. And so if there's a weird, strange, bizarre, whatever teaching, you pull out the book and you go, here, let's make sure these things are so. Let's be more noble about it. So don't be led astray by various kinds of strange teachings, whether it's demonic, political, scientific, cultural, or whatever. You know what our line is, right? 2 + 2 = 4, unless one of the twos doesn't really feel like it. You see how dumb that is? Just like, oh, that's kind of what everybody's saying. See, 2 + 2 = 4, unless one of the twos not feeling it. Okay. Just so. Yeah, you can be amazed how often long I can do this. I can just keep going. That's the bigger part about this. The last part of this verse says this. It says, for it's good to be for the heart to be established by grace and not by food regulations, since those who observe them have not benefited. In other words, let me just say this real quickly, and then we'll pick up our caller. In other words, the heart needs to be established by grace, not by dietary laws. Jesus said in Matthew 15:11, it's not what goes into a mouth that defiles a person, but what comes out of a mouth that defiles a person. Our hearts need to be established by grace. To be established means having taken root and growing well. Grace should be just like this in our hearts, taking root and growing well. Not dietary restrictions, grace. You want to get fat on something, get fat on grace. How about that? Ooh, that's a good one. You want to get fat on something, get fat on grace. All right, somebody's ready? Are they going to answer the trivia question? Is that what we're doing? Or yep, okay, send them on through. Knock, knock, this is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, David. Good afternoon, Sergio.
Hey, Sergio. How are you, brother?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, man. Just having fun doing the two markets and trying to figure it all out. It's a lot of fun, but it's a challenge, but it's cool.
Well, I think the good thing is that, the kingdom is being advanced, and I think that's at the end of the day, that's the objective.
That's it, right there. You just nailed it. I mean, that's 100% right. It's like reflecting Jesus more and more and advancing his kingdom. Everything else in 100 years will be voice useless, right?
That's, yeah, you're right.
Exactly. Can you answer the triv question? You feel pretty good?
Yeah, I think that's a layup in basketball terms and a gimme.
Yeah, you mean Barney Rubble's not going to get picked? All right. Jesus was buried in a place that belonged to who? Joseph of Arimathea, Peter, or Barney Rubble?
I'm going to choose option A.
That's Joseph. Correct! You are right, sir! Excellent job, brother. Excellent job. Now, normally you call and you have this massively awesome question, but we don't have time for that today just because we're at the end of it. But you did a phenomenal job. But if you do have a question, I can always answer it in the rest of the show. I'm just letting you know that. So I just can't do it in this break, right?
You're good. I'll call next week, David.
All right, brother. I love you. I pray for you every day. Stay firm in the faith. You're a fantastic, fantastic reflection of Jesus. You don't even know how many people you've blessed just by asking your questions.
Thank you so much. That means a lot.
I appreciate you, brother. Appreciate
likewise,
you deeply.
And have a great weekend, David.
All right. God bless you, bro.
Likewise.
Bye-bye. All right, phenomenal. I love Sergio. Now, if he would have asked the question, we could have, but we just don't. We only got like 20 seconds. Okay, so let's do this. Everybody who's in San Diego, if you want to keep listening to the show, you go to hemustincrease.org, and then it says listen live. You can keep that going or listen to what's going on KBright 1240 right now. For everybody in Dallas, hang out. We're going to take a short break, then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience, you say? I'll put it to you like this. Do you love a good joke that's pretty bad?
What do you call an animal that doesn't practice what it preaches? A hippocritopotamus. Come on.
Do you love being able to ask questions, comments, or having someone to pray for you?
If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, we don't want it to die of loneliness. We want it to have a chance.
And last but not least, do you love some trivia?
All right, we got our trivia question. Who made clothes out of leaves that were sewed together? Somebody want to answer the trivia question? Oh, okay, hold on. Here you go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
We're talking to Mary.
This is Al.
This is Brother Ace.
This is Eric.
This is Deborah.
Now, if that doesn't make you curious, maybe you should tune in and check it out for yourself.
Think of me as the big brother that won't go away. That's me.
Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 1:30 p.m. on 770 KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. What happens when he stops following Christ? You stop following him. And what about 2 Corinthians 2:14? Not that we rule over your faith, Paul said. What? Not that we rule over your faith. So this whole notion that there's this authority structure and that people have to obey, because if they don't obey in every nuance, they're going to be, you know, zapped or whatever. Ours was better. You know what our story was? Ken told the story about past congregations he had, how about people who disobeyed him and spoke evil about them, and how God killed them. That's what he told us. In fact, it was true that somebody out of the 110 people out of his three previous churches, we'll just leave that there. One person did die. Wow, one out of 110. They picked up a hitchhiker on their way to Flagstaff, Arizona. Hey, I pastored in Flagstaff. And the hitchhiker ended up killing the guy because the guy was a mental case. But Ken used that after his church was closed 15 years later, saying, see? What? But we were too dumb to know. So now you have the same guy that told us how to attack a Christian leader, telling us we can no longer attack Christian leaders unless he, the anointed of God, gives us permission. He's in charge, and we can't challenge him or question him. And, oh, by the way, if we talk about the anointed or touch the prophets of God, God will kill us, and he's him. So he's the one of the anointed, so we can't touch him. Even though none of that is scriptural, none of that is right, and all of that is wackadoodle.
770 KAAM, Garland, Dallas, Fort Worth.